There is a woman today who is in the news. Now, her name is Karen, and I guess she fits the bill as being a Karen. The reason she is in the news, she's from Ohio. Her name is Karen Clinton, and over the past 15 years, she has called the police non-emergency line in Ohio, in her town, 183 times.
Mm.
All right, she's called 183 times.
Over the same type thing or multiple?
Multiple things. She's thought many times she's seen strangers on the street.
Okay.
She has said that drug use was going on, some drug selling. She's had issues with construction. She's had issues with machinery on the streets. This is a neighborhood.
She's just that neighbor.
She says, "I'm the person whose neighbor. I'm a watchful citizen." So she's called police 183 times, and they've said to her, now the reason that she called that many times comes into play in a moment, but they said 183 times in 15 years, and she said, "Well, I'm justified."
If those numbers are accurate, if you do the math, it's one call a month. And for what goes on around here, that's not excessive at all.
All right. I see a lot of crime.
Okay.
And
okay.
I call once a month.
That's Karen logic.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. And
Karen math.
That's right.
All the above.
You just got Karen math. If one Karen sees crime 183 times in 15 years, how many times does she call? Once a month. All right, that's what that is. So here's why she's in the news. The last day of one particular 911 operator's job, she was quitting, and this was her last day. And she had fielded in the non-emergency department a lot of these calls from Karen Clinton over the years. So on her last day, the 911 operator called Karen. And Karen saw on her phone police calling. So she's really worried. She's upset. She's like, "What's going on? What's happening?" Well, the 911 operator got on the phone and assured her, "Nothing's wrong. You don't need to sit down." And this is what she said. "We have the call."
"You don't need to sit down. Everything's fine. I just want to let you know, congratulations. You've won the prize at a contest. It's called the Booby Prize. You are the dumbest person to call this police department on a repeated basis. So thank you for being a resident of this city. And have a wonderful life."
Oh, bam.
Oh.
How about that?
I bet the other 911 operators in the room were losing it. Oh, the high fives and jumping up and down.
Balloons, champagne corks, pizza.
I got bad knees, but if I was a 911 operator and heard that, it'd get me up and jumping.
Dancing.
Oh, snap. She did it.
She did it.
She did it.
Now, after she made the call.
Is that over the line?
I think so. They fired her. She goes, "Joke's on you. This was my last day."
You can't
last
fire
day
me.
Anyways, yeah.
I quit.
I've already quit. Karen, the Karen in question, the actual Karen, after she got the call, called the non-emergency line to say, "I just got a call from your."
"We know.
You were on speaker."
"You can't see it, but I'm pointing my crotch."
She said it was terrible.
"It was very cruel. I was still trying to process what had just happened."
What are you saying? And it's like, "You're so dumb. You're the dumbest caller we've ever had multiple times.
In the city."
Ouch. Ouch. That really.
Anyone. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but 911 centers are not always operated by the police, correct? Aren't they sometimes third-party entities?
Yeah, I guess that's right. This is
because
right
you don't. You're not in law enforcement when you're answering 911 calls.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
That is true.
Yeah, but I think most
in some places. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
I'm not sure the answer to that. They're considering charging her with a harassment charge.
The operator or Karen?
The operator. For calling and doing that. Now remember, she scared this woman who's in her 70s.
Anybody on the record from the city commenting?
No comment yet, but they say they fired her and they're investigating for a possible harassment charge. That's the comment.
Yeah, but you know what? Living the dream like that.
Worth it.
Worth it.
It was her last day. Again, the isolated piece.
"You are the dumbest person to call this police department on a repeated basis."
Ouch. That really hurts. I mean, to hear that. And by the way, Karen said, "I shall continue to call the non-emergency line when I see crime happening because
of course.
She sees something. Mm-hmm. She says something.
I'm the watchdog.
Somebody's walking.
I'm the watchdog for this community," she says.
Yeah.
And what do you think about her math, her Karen math? 183 times in 15 years. That does seem excessive to me. Once a month seems like too much to me.
Yeah, and especially, and I guarantee you it is just things like, "The trash cans have been moved."
Yep.
there's that.
Or yeah. they're still at the street after they're supposed
yeah, exactly,
to be taken
yeah.
in.
I mean, she, I've as I've told you in recent years, I judge books by cover. She sounds annoying. I mean, play her voice again.
She said it was cruel.
It was very cruel. I was still trying to process what had just happened.
And she sounds annoying. Her neighbors hate her. The neighbors are celebrating what the 911 operators do. I give her the key to the city.
Does she stand by her calls? She stands by all of her calls.
She stands by all of her calls. She's like, every call I made
Karen Math
was important. It's Karen Math. 100% of the calls were necessary. But she got roasted as the 911 operator was leaving. The 911 operator had 2 hours left in her last shift and got fired. She's like, I don't care. She left early.